Welcome back to News and Views at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. News and Views is brought to you each week by the Columbus Area Railroad Club located in Johnson County Park. This morning we are talking with candidates for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board. I am talking first with Nicole Wielden, who's running for District 7. Nicole, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Hi, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So for our listeners who haven't met you yet, can we talk a little bit about your background and why you're running for the school board?
Sure. So I'm currently living in, obviously, Bartholomew County. I am an Indiana girl. So I grew up in a small town southeast of here. I went to school at Purdue and came to Columbus right after graduation. So I've been in Columbus about 18 years. I am married. I have kids in the school system, which is also playing into a bit of why I want to be, you know, part of the school board and contribute in that way. I do work outside of the home. So I'm currently a plant manager of a manufacturing site just south of Columbus. And so I'm very proud of what I do and the people that I work with. And a couple of reasons around why I'm seeking the role. I feel really good about where I am in my own life, and I know how important education was in getting me there. And so I do think that it's just critically important to not only, you know, us learning how to do and be an important part of society, but also just how to interact with one another. My kids were home this spring, and they had me as their interim teacher through e-learning, and it was a mess, folks. So if I didn't know that teachers were critically important to the success of our children and their education, I feel that very personally now. So I want to run again because I know how important it is. And I also think that just in my own professional experiences, I've been able to hone a lot of skills that I think could make me pretty powerful as a member of the school board. I think I've got some skills that could really lend in terms of listening, debating, helping teams come to a good middle ground conclusion, those types of things that I think you'd look for in a person on the board.
So can we talk a little bit about your education?
Sure. Yep. So I got a bachelor's in mechanical engineering from Purdue University. And then I went on to get my master's degree from Rose Holman in engineering management, which is a kind of pseudo technical and management degree.
And have you ever run for office before?
I have not. No, I'm not much of a politician. So campaigning and things like that is very new to me. I've not run for any positions before.
So I think from what I'm hearing at the school board meeting and what people are talking about on social media, that one of the biggest concerns from parents right now is, are our kids safe in Bartholomew Consolidated Schools? What's your thought? Are our kids safe right now?
Yeah, I will say all three of my children are going to school every day. And we talk a lot about what happens to them in the course of their day. So I am a person that does take the pandemic very seriously. I wear my mask when I'm out in public. I work in a manufacturing environment, and it's been a requirement since we reopened the site in May. And we've had pretty good success. So again, I'm going to take my professional experience. We've had some cases, but they've been community spread. We've had a very safe work environment here, and we do things like social distance. We clean, we wear masks. And so I've seen this play out with a lot of people in a small place for several months, and I feel safe here at work. And so I think the measures that the school board have taken are very similar to what I've seen in my day to day. I do believe they're taking it seriously. My kids talk to me and they say they feel safe. So I think we're doing the right thing right now. And it's an unfortunate requirement. Masks are not fun, but I do feel like it offers level of protection that we need to have right now. And I think it's a great step to getting us back to a little bit more normal days, which we desperately need, I think, sometimes.
One of the complaints that's been brought up by some parents at the school board meetings and throughout the community has been an uncertainty over exactly what the district metrics mean and when they're going to pull the trigger on going, if they go back to virtual learning. And I guess the whole idea of transparency on the school board on this whole situation. What's your thoughts on how the school board and its transparency has been? The school district and the how its transparency has been.
So I do think notifying a school that there has been a case in the school it does help put people's minds at ease. Obviously, you can't share too much information. I think there's some privacy of, you know, an infected person that we have to maintain those rights as well. But just letting people know how often is it happening in our schools so people can take into account, you know, their own risk levels in their own minds and what that means for what they do for their kids, I think is important. In terms of being able to give a definitive answer when you see this metric go here, you're automatically going to take that action. It's not always as practical as it seems like it should be. There are so many factors that come into play into how those metrics are collected and analyzed that I think it does take multiple factors to make a good decision. And so I can kind of understand the position that we can't say if this, then this definitively. I think you have to take a lot of things into consideration that aren't always numeric when you make those calls.
So teachers are in an unusual spot because of the pandemic. They're teaching virtual classes. They're teaching in-person classes. Do you think that our teachers in BCSC have the tools they need to succeed and to have our kids succeed?
I think that that's a good question. It's a tough question. It's one of the things where you probably say you'd never have enough of anything. You know, you're always going to want more time to prepare, more tools in the toolkit, more experience, et cetera. I'm sure that as a teacher, they're feeling like they aren't able to do the best job that they'd like to do. But I can say as a parent and a person who talks to a lot of parents every day, I think they're doing a great job. But when you're in that seat, you feel very differently about it. I do think that teaching virtually is not just teaching in front of a camera. I think that there are all kinds of other things that go along with making that really successful. And it's probably going to take time, experience, iterations, continuous improvement to really get it to where people feel like it's all that it should be. But I don't think we got off to an irreparable start. I think that the teachers have done the best they can. And for all intents and purposes, I think that they should be, you know, recognized for the good job that they're doing.
So before the pandemic, the big school statewide discussion was about the state funding formula and teacher pay. And I know that's why BCSC put up the referendum that got passed by the voters earlier this year. What do you think about the pay for teachers and staff in BCSC? Is it where it needs to be at?
So obviously the referendum money will help. It does help get us closer. I think that there are lots of things that factor into what makes a teacher happy in their jobs. And I think at the end of the day, you want your teachers to feel fulfilled, you know, that they're doing the right work, that they're getting paid fairly for the work, and they got the right tools that they need to do it effectively. So I think the question of are they being paid enough is one that we're going to have to see. How does it feel after this referendum money is distributed, and do we feel like, you know, we're in a good place, or do we need to go further? I think the other things that we need to look at are what are the factors that are playing into the other pieces of their job satisfaction. So maybe it's not more money, maybe it's more aid. Maybe it's not more money, maybe it's smaller class sizes. Maybe it's, there could be a lot of things that I think factor into overall job satisfaction. Pay is clearly one of them, but I don't know if it's too early to tell if we've gone far enough.
So standardized testing is a big part of school these days. And I know that the things are sort of a mess with the pandemic, and the governor has said that they're not going to hold the test scores against the teachers for their pay and bonuses and what have you because of the pandemic. But what's your thoughts overall on the state of testing in Indiana?
That's a good question. I'm going to answer it from a parent point of view, if that's okay, not necessarily from an administration point of view. I would say personally, every time my kids go into a standardized test, they flip a switch and they are nervous, right? And there is this intense burden put on not only the teachers to have a great outcome, but also the students are put in this position where I don't always think they perform their best. You know, not everybody does well in those situations. So standardized testing, I totally understand the purpose and things like that. I don't know if it, you know, if it fits the perfect system that we have right now. And I can certainly understand the frustrations of a teacher feeling the amount that weighs in on their own performance, because there are just a lot of factors there that could be outside of their control.
So, Nicole, anything else that you, let me try that again. So Nicole, is there anything else that you think people should know about you or about the election? Any other messages you want to get out?
Yeah, I think the things that I would want people to know about me are that I recognize that, and especially when you look at some of the other candidates, I am not the foremost expert on the issues facing our school systems today, right? So I am probably a little different than some of the other candidates in that way. It is very personal to me, so I see it from a very different side as a parent and a mom of kids in school. So those folks that, you know, I'm hoping will vote for me will know that I care a lot about the school system. I do think I have a lot of the skills that I need to be effective in a role. I implement policies every day. I uphold policies as part of my daily job. I work with a very diverse set of people here in the county that I think gives me a very real perspective of the spectrum, which is also very helpful. I also go all the way with everything in my life. And so I work very hard. It's one of those things that I can catch up in places where I, you know, need to learn more in order to do the job effectively. But I think for people that know me, if they could speak on my behalf, I think they'd say that I would do everything I can to be successful and to kind of progress the needs of the school system in this role.
We've been talking this morning with Nicole Wheeldon, who is the BCSC school board candidate for District 7. Nicole, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate it.